In the name of Jesus, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father. Amen. What do you do in the face of temptation? What do you do when the devil rises up against you and allures you to go this way, to go that way, any way but the way of God? What do you do when the temptation seems overwhelming? When it seems like you cannot resist, you're clinging with your last ounce of strength, and you are sure to fall, and then sometimes you do fall into sin. Your conscience accuses you if you are a Christian. You feel sorrow in your heart that you have sinned against the Lord your God. You may despair, wondering if God can ever possibly forgive you. What do you do in the face of temptation? In the Small Catechism, the explanation to the sixth petition of the Lord's Prayer, "Lead us not into temptation," Luther writes this: "God tempts no one. We pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us into false belief or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Although we are attacked by these things," and you could add daily there, "we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory." Lead us not into temptation. How does the Lord God answer that petition? I think it's best explained this way: by looking to Jesus, by fixing our eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, by coming to Jesus in our weakness, in our vulnerability, coming to Him as our refuge and strength, hiding ourselves by God's grace in the holy wounds that He suffered for us and our salvation, the wounds from which His blood spilled and from which His saving righteousness flows to us. Look to Jesus. Don't look to yourself. Don't look to your own strength. Don't look to any willpower of your own. For you, like me, like all men, all people born of the union of man and woman, are weak. We are fallen creatures, and we need a help that cannot be found within us. We need the help of the one who is a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, our Lord Jesus Christ. He passed through the heavens, having completed his work of our redemption, having accomplished it. He is Jesus, the Son of God. The author of Hebrews encourages us to hold fast our confession of His name. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him also will I deny before my Father in heaven." But why should you deny Jesus? Why should you? He is a faithful and merciful high priest. He is the one who willingly laid down His life on the cross for you. Greater love has no one than this, that He lay down His life for His friends. He is the one who carried your sins away in His holy and sinless body. He is the one who has reconciled you to God. He is the one who has risen, who now appears before your Father in heaven, interceding for you, praying that you would be strengthened, that you would find your help and hope in Him, that you would look to Jesus, finding your refuge in Him. Our Lord Jesus Christ is a Savior who knows what it is like to suffer. He knows what it's like to be tempted. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, the author of Hebrews writes, but one who in every respect, in every way, has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. You could go home this evening and write down a list of the temptations that trouble you, the things that would lure you away from God and His mercy in Christ. You could write down the despairs you have felt in the past when you have sinned woefully, grievously. You could write down your fears for the future. Will you stand firm until the end in the faith into which you were baptized? Will you hold fast the confession of Jesus' name until your last breath? Yes, you can write those down, but how much better to spend time in the Word of God? How much better to seek in that Word the one who is, again, your refuge and strength? The one who calls troubled sinners to Himself. The one who invites the weak and the weary, those who are heavy laden, to come to Him. Jesus is a gracious Savior. Jesus knows what it is like to be tempted. And He can sympathize with you and with me when we are tempted. Now, Jesus doesn't say, I know what it's like. I've been there. I overcame temptation. How about you? Work harder. Try harder. No, again, He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest for your souls. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The burden of temptation is not light. The burden of sin is not light, but Jesus has carried these things for you. Look to Jesus when you are tempted. Look to Him continually. Look to Him who, in whose blood you have been washed in holy baptism. Look to Him who is so gracious, so merciful to you that He scoops you up in His arms when you are wounded and weary, and hugs you to his breast like a shepherd with a lost lamb, a lost sheep. He has been tempted in every respect as you and I have. Again, He sympathizes. To sympathize means to suffer with, to feel one's pain and sorrow as though it were one's own. So the author of Hebrews says, because of this, because Jesus knows what it's like, because He sympathizes with our weakness, because He has been tempted in every way as we are without sin, however, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Do not doubt. Do not wonder if Jesus will receive you. He who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out, he says. Do not worry that you have to appear in your royal finest to come before Jesus. No, he invites you to come to him as you are, wearing the rags of your mortality, with clothing stained by sin, with clothing stained by the bloodshed of battle against the evil one. He comes to you and he washes you clean in his holy and precious blood. He feeds you with his very body and blood in the sacrament of the altar, and he does so as an act of love and mercy and kindness. It is Jesus himself who is the throne of grace at which we receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need, in time of temptation, in times of struggle, in times of illness, in times of despair, even when we are neck deep in the valley of the shadow of death. You have a great high priest who has passed through the heaven. You have one who has been tempted in every way as you are, yet without sin. You have a Savior, a high priest, who is able to sympathize with your weakness. So come to Him, look to Him, find refuge in Him continuously. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus your Lord. Amen.